On Tuesday, I made the wrenching but necessary decision to resign as Harvard's president. For weeks, both I and the institution to which I've devoted my professional life have been under attack. My character and intelligence have been impugned. My commitment to fighting anti-Semitism has been questioned. My inbox has been flooded with invective, including death threats. I've been called the N-word more times than I care to count. That's just an excerpt from Claudine Gay. She was Harvard's first Black president, who recently resigned this week after less than a year. She is the topic of today's Naked podcast. Welcome to the show.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion, that girl you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
us. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Naked. So I decided we were obviously coming into the new year, and happy new year to everyone. My reality is that I was hoping that I would have a great show to tell you about all these New Year's resolutions and what I'm working on, this, that, and the third. But I don't have that in me today, and I hope you guys forgive me. I just have a lot on my heart. Here we are, the first week into the new year, and, you know, true to how America is American, you know, if that's a word. It's doing what it does best. And most recently, I don't know if you all read about this, but Claudine Gay, who was the very first Black female president at Harvard University, has decided to resign. She stepped down just a few days ago. As you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've seen it in the news. And this comes after a series of battles with people on the right who said that she was bringing down the institution. This comes after she testified before Congress, Claudine Gay and two other women who are presidents of universities, well-known universities, MIT being one of them, were questioned before Congress, and they fell into a well-laid trap about their views on what's going on in the Middle East. And then they were subsequently accused of being anti-Semitic. And as you know, that is basically a death sentence for your career. You're guaranteed to be canceled if you are in a position that is high performing, a platform position, such as being the president of Harvard. You will be told what is going on. And so sadly, I am here today to talk about Claudine Gay as a Black woman being fired. The reason why I am talking about that, and she wasn't fired, let me correct myself, resigning, and she was forced to resign. Let's be clear, she didn't do it on her own. I was so excited when she became the very first Black woman president in Harvard's nearly 400-year history. Progress, you guys, that's called progress. Here it is, 2023 at the time, and she is being named the president. It had never happened before in this prestigious history of this university. And shortly thereafter, the attacks on her character, the attacks on her competence, the attack on who she is as a person. Now, the reason why this hurt me, and I hope that you can relate to this, you know, not just being a Black woman, but just in general, can you relate to the inequity sometimes in this country that is so frustrating that makes you feel hopeless? It was painful for me because I walk in this world. Even as I do this podcast, even as I talk to you right now, guys, as I'm struggling to find my words, I walk through this world, especially in my professional world, thinking, should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? And what I mean by that is that I take my time and I choose my words carefully because I don't want to be fired. I don't want to be told I can't work anymore. I don't want to be accused of something that simply isn't true, because once you are labeled, especially as a Black woman in a position that has a platform, once you are labeled, it's really hard to change that narrative. If you are labeled, especially if you're labeled by the extremists that are in this country. Claudine Gay was born in 1970. She is the child of two Haitian immigrants who came to this country looking for the American dream. And if you don't believe that being the very first Black president, female president at Harvard is not the American dream, then you are crazy, because it is. And she gets this job. She, first of all, is a professor there by way of background. Then she gets the job to become the president, to lead this university into a new era. All of this to me is the American dream. And I'm sure that it was something beautiful for her, but taken away in just an instant. When she testified before Congress and she did not explain herself well enough when they were asking her questions about what was going on in the Middle East and her approach towards anti-Semitism, it wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient enough for those in Congress, and it obviously those who wanted to label her as an anti-Semitic professor and president of Harvard. There was no grace, there was no mercy, there was no understanding. Here's the kicker, though. I find often in my career, whether it's on camera or off camera, while it's in the workplace or not in the workplace, I give out so much grace and mercy. I hear offensive comments daily. Racist comments daily, and I ignore it, as you do as a marginalized person in society. If you are gay, if you are Black, if you are a woman, if you are all three, if you are a Black man, if you are whatever these other marginalized are in our culture, you will understand that oftentimes we give grace, mercy, and we look the other way. We turn the other cheek because it's exhausting. If I had to address every instance of racism every instance where I felt like I was being slighted. If I had to say or correct every single colleague who had called me, girl, you know, that drives me insane. Don't call me girl. I'm a grown ass woman and I do not know you. And do not put on the black voice. I deal with it often. Now, depending on my mood, yes, I stop and I try to educate. But why must I educate grown people about how to behave and what they should and shouldn't say and what is racist and what is not racist? This is 2024. You don't know what's racist? I say all that because there was no mercy and no grace given to this woman. No one tried to even understand what she was saying. But we often do that. We have to do that to survive. Again, as I'm doing this podcast, I'm thinking, should I or shouldn't I? I don't have the freedom that the majority has, where they walk through the world light as can be, and they say whatever they want and move any way they want to with the privileged entitlement that this country has given them from day one. This woman worked her way up through the mud, became a professor at Harvard. They believed in her so much, they wanted her to run the university. And when people were calling for her to step down, the entire board at Harvard stood behind her and said, no, we unanimously believe in Claudine Gay, and she is our president. She's going to take us in the future. Claudine Gay decided to step down on her own because they started to attack her family. The extremists on the right started to attack her family. And she said, you know what? It's not worth it. I don't want you coming after my family. I am exhausted with the microscope that this university is under just because a black woman is at the helm. Now, I'm going to read you what she wrote in the New York Times after she decided to resign. I want to say let go because she was forced. After she decided to resign as president, she went to the New York Times and she penned her thoughts, so very powerful and courageous. And one of the things she said was this: yes, I made mistakes. In my initial response to the atrocities of October 7th, I should have stated more forcefully what all people of good conscience know. Hamas is a terrorist organization that seeks to eradicate the Jewish state. And at a congressional hearing last month, I fell into a well-laid trap. I neglected to clearly articulate that calls for the genocide of Jewish people are abhorrent and unacceptable, and that I would use every tool at my disposal to protect my students from that kind of hate. What she's saying is, when she went and testified before Congress, I guess her words weren't clear enough. Everyone knows it is disgusting what happened October 7th. It is disgusting that Hamas has been terrorizing the people in Israel. It is disgusting. There's no room to disagree with that. But according to Claudine Gay, she did not do it in a way in which others deemed acceptable. And they have been on her ass ever since. That is the word choice that I used. I continue to read a little more. So as she wraps up her op-ed explaining why she decided to step down as president, she says this, and now she's referring to those who have been attacking her and her family for the last few months. She writes, they recycled tired racial stereotypes about black talent and temperament. They pushed a false narrative of indifference and incompetence. And I'll read that to you again. She says, this is what they did to her. They recycled tired racial stereotypes about black talent and temperament. Is she angry? Is she obtuse? Is she an angry black woman? Is that what you mean by her temperament? They pushed a false narrative of indifference and incompetence. They're saying her black excellence didn't really matter. They're saying this woman isn't as educated because we found out she, quote unquote, plagiarized. It is not lost on me that I make an ideal canvas for projecting every anxiety about the generational and demographic changes unfolding on American campuses. Black woman selected to lead a storied institution, someone who views diversity as a source of institutional strength. It's so annoying. And I know that I have more words than annoying, but I am going to tell you why. So after the university backed Claudine Gay and said, we don't want her to be let go, we felt like she answered those questions appropriately. We do not believe that she's anti-Semitic. In fact, she is the opposite. She's here to protect all of our students, and we support her. That's what the Harvard board said. In short, I'm paraphrasing. Let no one say I'm plagiarizing. Then, out of nowhere, there's this quiet campaign being led by a man and others, but one of the main voices was this guy named Christopher Rufo, and Bill Ackman. And those guys were like, oh, she's a plagiarist. They went back and reviewed her work from nearly 15 years ago, years and years ago, and said she did not do correct sourcing and citing. She did not say in her thesis paper, for instance, where she got this information from. And when you don't cite who you took the information from, and apparently they said she did it over and over and over again on other papers, they decided that she was a plagiarist. And a plagiarist couldn't lead the University of Harvard. They decided that she had to go because she wasn't competent. She's not smart enough. Now, no one believes that. No one believes that this Haitian woman, daughter of immigrants, stumbled her way into Harvard University, stumbled her way into being a professor, and stumbled her way into being a president. It just doesn't work that way. You do know that, right? This woman is a political scientist. And it was one of these moments where you knew that no matter what happened, she had to go. And it's unfortunate because I ask you this question. I've been talking to my friends about this. And I wonder, does our Black excellence protect us? We have heard this trope over and over again. We have to be 5 times better, 10 times smarter just to get half the pay or just to be level with mediocrity in this world. White mediocrity to be specific, right? And I am now realizing, I'm today years old, and I am realizing that Black excellence is just an armor for us. It does not protect us. This woman is Black excellence defined. She is Black excellence defined. And they forced her out of this position on quote unquote plagiarism. They couldn't take her out with the hearing that she had regarding October 7th and how students in her campus would move on. They didn't like her response. Okay, so that wasn't enough to get her fired. Then they decided, well, we'll find something else. They have been digging and digging and digging. On December 10th, conservative activist Christopher Rufo publicly wrote about anonymous plagiarism allegations against Claudine Gay, leading a group of Harvard faculty to call for her resignation. Initially, Harvard's board fully supported Gay, but later retracted following all the other allegations of plagiarism. On January 2nd, 2024, defending her academic record and suggesting that she was the target of a highly personal racist attack, she decided to step down. Christopher Rufo then went on to every social media platform and declared the resignation a conservative victory. That, according to reports. They were so furious that this woman was in this position of power and that she was being supported by the board, they had to find something else. The conservatives could not stand the idea of this Black woman being in power. There's a saying, you're their pet until you're their threat. Have you guys ever heard of that? Have you ever worked in a position where you have been favored because you're so good at what you do, because we don't have a choice when you're Black, you have to be excellent. And you initially start off as their pet. They enjoy you. They like being around you. You're great. You're this, you're that. But then when you become too good, you become a threat. And I am calling this affirmative reaction, meaning there's no more affirmative action. We all know that. They got rid of that. But here she is at the height of what I call literally conservative influence everywhere we look around. And she's managed to make her way to be the president of this university. And there are people furious about it. I don't understand how we can live in a world and no one say anything, especially us as Black folks. We're not talking about this. We should be up in arms. We should be demanding that she gets her job back. But we have been taught by this country to sit silent. We have been taught not to use our voices. We have been taught to put our head down and do the work. We got a good job. And boy, am I tired. I'm exhausted with that philosophy. I'm exhausted with the idea that I can't fight and protect those who need protection that look like me, because heaven forbid when it's my turn. And it hasn't gotten us anywhere. Really, putting our head down and doing our job. Don't you think Claudine Gay had been doing that? Here she is with her dream job to be the president of this storied institution as a Black woman, and they took it away in an instant.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every
champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
Now, this is where it gets cute because I want to educate you guys on this. I can go down a list of different things, and I'm just gonna, just by way of recap, I want you to understand she got this job. She testified before Congress with two other professors, one of which has already been fired, a woman. It was a hit on all the women across the board, by the way. They're waiting. They have one more that they're going to try to get out. There's only one more left. She probably will resign after this instance with Claudine Gay. So they couldn't get her on her testimony, but they did get her on plagiarism. And they said, you plagiarized. To her credit, in her op-ed, she said, once I found out that I didn't give proper citation, and she's written so many papers, she said, when I found out there wasn't proper citation, I went back and asked him to correct it. It wasn't as if I was trying to pass this work off as my own. I'm very well aware of the fact that it's not my work. Some of these things that they're accusing me of are just ridiculous. So anyway, that group of people, those conservatives who were adamant about her leaving, one of which was a man by the name of Bill Ackman. And I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But I do want to tell you about Bill Ackman. He went to Twitter and he was like, I am so happy we got her out of there. This woman's a plagiarist, not to mention she's anti-Semitic. And this is a victory for us. He and Christopher Rufo were talking about scalp. We got one more scalp. This is what they're saying on social media. They scalped her. Turns out, one of the main people trying to get Claudine Gay up out the paint, his wife, is accused of plagiarism. Well, 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 isn't that cute? In the Business Insider, it says, Bill Ackman's celebrity academic wife, Neri Oxman, her dissertation is marred by plagiarism. Can you believe that? He goes on Twitter and says, it's all a mistake. They're coming after me now and my family because I got Claudine Gay about the paint. Oh, they're doing exactly what you did to Claudine Gay. I see, right? Oh, I see. What you did to Claudine Gay, they're doing, whoever they are doing it to you. Here's my point. Plagiarism was a trumped up charge. They had no way of getting rid of this woman because she was excellence. She was Black excellence. And again, I ask you, how in the hell does this help us? So what if we're excellent? Where is our protection? And I'm specifically talking about Black women now. Where is our protection? We are the most unprotected and disrespected group in society. Thank you, Malcolm X, for that quote. This man and others who are clearly millionaires a few times over with much, much influence wanted her up out the paint. And it turns out Bill Ackman's wife also accused of plagiarism in her dissertation. The Business Insider writes, an analysis by Business Insider found a similar pattern of plagiarism by Ackman's wife, Neri Oxman, who became a tenured professor at MIT in 2017. Oxman plagiarized multiple paragraphs of her 2010 doctoral dissertation, Business Insider found, including at least one passage directly lifted from other writers without citation. Her husband, Ackman, has taken a hardline stance on plagiarism. On Wednesday, responding to news that Claudine Gay will remain a part of Harvard's faculty after she resigned as president, he wrote on Twitter that Gay should be fired completely due to serious plagiarism issues. Really? Really? Here's more. Same guy who wants Claudine Gay fired for plagiarism, and I'm putting that in quotes. In 2019, it was found out that he pressured MIT to keep his wife's name out of a brewing scandal over an original sculpture she gave to Jeffrey Epstein. They have connections to Epstein. And here we are, we sit quietly while they demand Claudine Gay be let go entirely from Harvard. I hope I'm not confusing you. Summary this Black woman becomes the very first president, Black woman president at Harvard in its nearly 400 year history. She was installed in July of 2023. Here it is, January, not even a full 6 months. She resigned because they are coming after her head, because they did not like, one, this is what they're saying, they did not like her response to the October 7th attacks. Then they also said she was a plagiarist. So she said, not only am I not smart enough, this is what you guys are accusing me of, you're also saying my temperament is a problem. I'm an angry Black woman. I'm pro-Black. I'm this, I'm that. Where in the world, in this country, is the sanity? I couldn't even imagine what she has had to deal with in academia as a Black woman at Harvard. I couldn't even imagine what people have said to her over the years. I can't even imagine the racist comments, the microaggressions, the constant, I have to prove myself to you. It reminds me of what Taraji Henson just said.
I'm just tired of working so hard, getting paid a fraction of the cost. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of hearing my sisters say the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. It seems every time I do something and I break another glass ceiling, when it's time to renegotiate, I'm at the bottom again, like I never did what I just did, and I'm just tired.
She's exhausted. She's exhausted. Every time, and I'm paraphrasing, every single time I break some sort of barrier, I get through some sort of glass ceiling, I have to walk into a new room and prove myself all over again. And I'm tired. She's talking about pay. She's talking about fighting in a room for herself because no one else is fighting for her. She's talking about not being appreciated for all the hard work that she's done. She's talking about not getting paid what her worth is. I've heard Viola Davis say the same thing. Well, if I'm the Black Meryl Streep, pay me like Meryl Streep. Why does the Black mean I get less? Because guess what? Does our Black excellence matter? Now, mind you, I'm not encouraging any of us to show up less than. I'm not saying don't shine. I'm not saying don't be excellent. I'm not saying don't be your best. You can't help but be your best because the world, especially in the workplace, won't allow us to be anything less. I don't know too many of us who have any success in society based on being mediocre. I don't know any of us. And by that, I mean Blacks. And I'm sure that we can find some, but it's rare. And I'm not saying do not be excellent. But I am saying that armor, that Black excellence armor that we think protects us, does not protect us. And that is the reality. And we better be prepared. We have to start being strategic. What does that look like, you ask? I don't know. I don't know exactly what it looks like for you. But for me, it looks like taking receipts, playing the long game, realizing that I need to be two steps ahead. That's even more exhausting, right? Because now you have to play chess while at work. You should always be doing that, but that's what we have to do. And it's exhausting, guys. It's exhausting. I'm hurt. And I didn't want to get too deep in the weeds of the play. Did she plagiarize or not? Look, if she didn't cite the work, I will say this. If she did not give citation, that is considered, by definition, plagiarism. Did she deserve some grace and some mercy to understand that she's probably done this like her peers have done this? Yes. Did she need to step down? No. Has this happened before? Yes. Will other people be fired for their jobs, i.e. this Ackman guy, his wife? Will she be fired? No. And so, I don't want to sit here and say that's just what it is, but damn, it sure does feel like that's just what it is. And I'm frustrated, and I'm hurt, and I want Claudine to be protected, and I want her to do what she loves. Could you imagine that day in July when she knew she was about to become the president of Harvard, the reaction that her family had, that her friends had, how people were so happy for her, how she was thinking, wow, 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 can you believe it? And it upset the right. The conservatives were like, no thanks, we don't want it. She doesn't represent what we think Harvard should be. No thanks, we don't want it. She's not who we think she is. No thanks, we don't want it. She's not anti-Semitic. We know that. But it's too late. They have already decided they wanted her out the paint, up out the paint, as the kids would say. And once that happens, there's no walking it back. And so I ask you, is it enough? Is our Black excellence enough? I don't have the damn answers. I don't know. I don't want to say no. I still believe in this country, believe it or not. I still believe in the American dream because in part I'm living it. I still believe we can be better here. But I don't know what Black excellence does for us. If at the highest level of academics, I can't be protected. If my resume, if Claudine Gay's resume, and it's long and it's extensive and her work is well documented and also well sourced and also, quite frankly, deserved in the sense of she's worked hard. She's done it all. She's done it all. And still, we're questioning all of the things that she has done. Her parents came here from Haiti. And they knew that they wanted to live the American dream. They worked really hard. They put her in the best schools. They knew that she was going to be the pride and joy of their family. Her mother was a nurse. Her father was an engineer who worked for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. She comes from a smart family. She attended a private boarding academy in Connecticut. She was brilliant. She went to Princeton for a year before transferring to Stanford to get her bachelor's degree in economics. She received a prize for the best economic thesis in 1992, which they're trying to question. She earned a PhD in political science from Harvard in 1998. The university gave her a prize for the best dissertation in political science. She worked as an assistant professor and later a tenured professor at Stanford. Stanford, these are the best institutions in the world, guys, before moving to Harvard as a professor of government in 2006 and then African American Studies in 2007. 2015, she was named the Dean of Social Sciences at Harvard. Hey, you guys. And then on July 1st of 2023, she became the 30th president of Harvard, the first Black president in its 388-year history until her resignation on January 2nd, 2024. And so along the way, they found some inconsistencies, plagiarism, they call it. Let me explain to you. She ain't the only one plagiarizing by their definition, which I so astutely pointed out. Is our Black excellence enough? My hope is that it is.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
I don't want to get anybody upset or fired up, but I do want you to take action and be aware. I don't want you to react. I just want you to take action and be aware. We need more than just excellence. We need to start being strategic. We need to start playing the long game. But more importantly, we need to start protecting Black women. We really do. We need to be loud about it. There is an attack on Black women. I can go down a list of people that I know in my business that have been attacked. And not their doing. Thank you very much. Jemele Hill. I'll go down a list. Google her. See what happened to her. She's fine and she's thriving because she's Black excellence. But what happened in real time was an attack from extremists on her character, on her temperament. They changed the narrative of who she is, and it's just not true. And society just watched. So frustrating. I didn't want to start the new year this way. I told you I was going to come on the podcast and talk about my New Year's resolutions, but I think my New Year's resolution is just to be more strategic, just to be more aware. I think that's something that all of us can do. And if you have a voice, if you have an inclination to speak up, if you have a way to silently protest what's happening, I think you should do that too. I'm not telling you to risk your livelihood because it's dangerous out there. I'm not saying risk your livelihood, but I am saying you can't point out right from wrong. Common sense, right from wrong. Claudine Gay said it. She made some mistakes. She should have been more clear about the attacks on October 7th. I agree with that. You have to be very clear where you stand. Don't leave any room for ambiguity. It was disgusting. Hamas is disgusting. But other than that, I don't know what else there is to do. If you're listening to this podcast and you feel as if you want to send a message of support to Claudine Gay, I encourage you to do that. She said that she's been receiving death threats. Her family's been receiving death threats. And she, quite frankly, feared for their lives, which is why she stepped down. She's hoping to keep her job as professor. She doesn't know if she will be able to do so. But here we are talking about a storied institution and the very first Black president. And it ends in 6 months with her being afraid that someone will try to harm her and her family. I thought we were talking about education. This woman is getting death threats. She's a professor. What is going on with the world? I appreciate y'all for listening. Next week, we will have a guest. I'm going to step off my pedestal here. I had to talk about that because it's frustrating, and I don't know where else to put it, but with y'all, my Black excellence is enough, but I don't know if it protects me. And I don't want you all to live under that delusion either. Being great at what you do does not guarantee that you will be able to continue to do what you do. Being great at what you do does not mean that you will be able to always continue to work in that space or with those people or live the life you think you deserve. I mean, it should work that way. That is the recipe for the American dream. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. And that's unfortunate. I want you guys to do a little homework. You know, I love to make sure that we're all well-read, and I know everyone doesn't have time to read up on this. And I tried to give a quick summary, and I hope I did my best. If there are things that I left out or perhaps some inaccuracies, it was not intentional. It is my duty, I think, to share this information with you guys and so that you can know what's going on in our world. And I'm being completely naked about this because it really broke my heart. If they can do that to her, they can do that to anybody. This woman is the epitome of Black excellence. And yes, she did make some mistakes. She probably did not cite certain references and other peers as she should have in some of her academic papers. But from my understanding and the research that I've done, that's not uncommon. And in the instances in which they believe she plagiarized, yes, by definition, it did happen. She should be held responsible. She should be held accountable for that. I agree. But this isn't about plagiarism. It really isn't. I just told you one of the guys who was leading the charge to get rid of her, his wife is a professor at MIT. She too accused of plagiarism. No one said anything about that. She's still working. That same very man is like, she should be fired. Are you saying your wife should be fired too? No, his response is quite simply, you guys, that must have really upset you all because you guys are coming after us now. What? Okay. New year, same country. In closing, I will tell you this. Claudine Gay's commitment to education, I believe, is beyond understanding for many of us, because at the end of her op-ed, she truly still believes that we can fight this battle on the academic front, the battle of inequity, the battle of changing this country, if you will. In closing, she writes, college campuses in our country must remain places where students can learn, share, and grow together, not spaces where proxy battles and political grandstanding take root. Universities must remain independent venues where courage and reason unite to advance truth, no matter what forces set against them. College campuses in our country must remain places where students can learn, share, and grow together, not spaces where proxy battles and political grandstanding take root. Universities must remain independent venues where courage and reason unite to advance truth, no matter what forces set against them. Claudine Gay, New York Times op-ed. Okay. Thank you for listening to Naked. We'll be back next week.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm.
Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.